Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. This is the time of year that I always sit around astounded at all of the people who make grand resolutions as they head into the new year. And then I see them in February and ask, how goes your resolution? And then they say things like, well, I tried, or it was too hard, or, you know how it is, Ted. No, I don't. Because in previous New Year's podcasts, I have discussed in the last 2 years, people that I call used-to-bes. These are the people that used to be working out at a fitness center, used to be eating better, used to be spending less money. They used to be trying to improve. Every New Year's, I get frustrated by these people because I just don't understand why they can't charge into it. And then I remember, because they take on these grand resolutions in which they cannot take on that big of a bite. But now remember, a leader is someone who understands their role in their own life as well as others. They recognize that micro improvements can lead to macro differences. Leaders recognize that the past is the past, and we learn and we move forward. We don't dwell. We don't regret. We err, we learn, and we improve. So why is it that so many people heading into the New Year's believe that this one is going to be better or worse than next year's? Really? Next year won't be better than last year? Why is it that we want to toast to the days gone by instead of celebrate the lessons learned? I'd been thinking a lot about this past week, which is why the other day when I heard Auld Lang Syne, I started to wonder, what is this song about and where did it come from? Why do I want to buy so many people a pint, and what's to drinking to days gone by? And most importantly, what are the lyrics to this song? Because every party I've ever been to, I hear a great deal of mumbling in between the choruses. The beauty of this piece is that the song is a drinking song with its origins in Scotland. And like many favorite and traditional songs, it has its roots in wine, ale, and stale-smelling pubs in England, Scotland, Wales, and Ireland. So the history of this is simple. A guy named Robert Burns in 1788 wrote out the lyrics that he heard from an older gentleman. Now, Robert Burns is a very famous poet, but then he took the words and he cleaned them up to what we know today. Well, sort of. The literal translations of Auld Lang Syne is Old Long Since, which means days gone by. The song is a toast to days past, the good and bad times, and an invitation to buy us more to drink, specifically a cup or pint of drought. But that's not in the song. I didn't know that until I read the poem. So here is the poem translated from Scottish English to English English. What is interesting to me is once you hear the poem, you'll be saddened that the song that we sing at New Year's is missing most of the original text and shortened. And by the way, I love how this poem ends. Here we go. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and good old times? For old times since, my dear, for good old times, we'll drink a cup of kindness yet for old good times. And surely you'll have your pint cup, and surely I'll have mine, and we'll drink a cup of kindness yet for good old times. We too have run about the slopes and picked the daisies fine, and we've wandered many a weary foot since good old times. We too have paddled in the stream from morning sun till dine, but seas between us broad have roared since good old times. And there's a hand, my trusty friend, and give us a hand, O thine, and we'll take a right goodwill draught for good old times. The song, which is only parts of the poem, is a reflection of days gone by. Happy moments echoed by challenging moments, hard work, struggle, joy, and most of all, a call for more drought. It is purposeful. Let's get together, reflect, and move on with a beer. So here's my challenge for you this coming year. Please don't resolve yourself to do one thing different that you can pessimistically quit and then say, well, I'll just try it again next year. Resolve yourself this year to live with greater purpose, learning from days gone by. Instead of sitting around thinking about what things you don't like about yourself and trying to improve just one aspect of yourself, take time to reflect on your true purpose. Then focus yourself on that purpose every day. Purpose? Purpose is the root of your life from which everything else grows. My purpose is to maintain my health. Now, I know that might sound a little strange, but my core purpose, all of my decisions spring from that simple point. What I eat, how much I sleep, what I drink, which according to the song needs to be a lot more, but not my purpose. My health drives my life, and from my purpose comes everything else. I'm able to be a better husband because I have the energy to love. I'm a better father because I have the strength to guide. I'm a better leader because I can absorb a great deal of pressure. And I can vigorously serve others because I maintain my health. It is quite a simple thought process. And then every decision I make goes back to purpose. Can I have that slice of cake? Yeah, I can, because I haven't had one in a month. Can I eat those French fries? No, because I just had some the other day. Purpose is a true guiding light for leaders. It's not about diets and changing habits. It's about defining purpose. I exist to serve the needs of others, and as a result, I need to be healthy and then maintain that health. Can I have a new purpose or multiple purposes? Yes, because they can be conditional. However, at the end of this episode, and every time you hear Auld Lang Syne, I want you to not think about days gone by, but instead reflect and ask yourself, have I been living my purpose? And finally, live with purpose. Pessimism is fueled by a lack of purpose. Negativity comes from nowhere to turn your emotions when you come upon an obstacle, and anger is driven by feeling threatened. All that becomes micro on the scale of your life when you resolve to live macro with purpose. So this new year, be it resolved that days gone by have allowed for lessons learned. Lessons not worth holding onto, but learning from and moving on from. Be it resolved that you have purpose and that is yours and yours alone to determine. Be it resolved that you have purpose no matter what you've been told or what you've come to believe. As we head into 2020, focus on your purpose so that you are your best for yourself and as a result, for everyone else. Leadership is about your influence on others and the way in which you support those around you. Find a clear purpose, reflect on it often, and grow that purpose to be your greatest asset. As you move into the coming days, don't make resolutions that set you up for disappointment. Turn the activity into a mindful daily practice of being purposeful, making decisions based upon that purpose, and growing your purpose by developing yourself to be your best. After all, no one but you determines what you will do. You ultimately have every choice, and most importantly, you and you alone define your happiness. So Auld Lang Syne, the days have gone by. So let's raise your kale, spinach, and mango smoothie with almond protein powder and cheer to your purpose. Prost. So let's do some smart thinking. This is very simple this week. What's your purpose? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please share this episode on your social media platform and rate it on iTunes. And thank you to the Wellpennies for the great music. As we close out 2019, I want to extend my gratitude to you for listening and practicing smart thinking with me each week. The podcast was launched around the idea of optimism, and I want to challenge you to find your purpose with optimism. Charge into the new year looking to be challenged and finding new and innovative ways to serve others while focusing on your purpose. Whether you're in a school learning or working, in business leading and earning, or caring for the needs of others, every day you have the opportunity to define who you will be for others, and that ultimately is all of our purposes. To serve others with a spirit of hope that guides them to be their best. So this year, focus on the positive of Auld Lang Syne. The happy times, the beautiful shared experiences, and find ways to help others be their best. Oh, and learn the words. Oh, mumbling through this song should now be a crime, especially now that you know its origin and purpose. And the original song, well, it doesn't end in a kiss, it ends with a handshake. So if some stranger or weird in-law awkwardly reaches in with their lips this year, sing them the last few lines and extend a hand. That's it, everybody. Happy New Year, smart thinking buffalo.
Would old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and old lang? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne.